Before we start the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Amed Aleph, I'd like to mention one nekuda. We had learned yesterday one Peretz in Taisvis, which we mentioned was very difficult to understand. Taisvis is Magdir, that the Geder of Mavriach Ari, that is Potter, is Nafke, if you're Matzel Minatzar, that means it's an Ari that's 2 miles away, and who says Bechlal, the Ari would be Mazik, the Behemoth. So if a person is Mavriach an Ari, so there's no Chiyiv Tashlumim, Afila Yisleh Pseide, because you're not really stelling to mumen to him, because it's only Hatzola from Pachad and Tzar, and that one cannot be Teiveya, Hefsid mumen. Hashem Kein Taisha said, Mavriach, Mipiyari, and that's mamish like Hashavas Aveide, that's Bari Yezeke, then we have the din that I was matzel your mumen, so but if I had a hefset and through being matzel your mumen, you have to pay me for the hefset. That's how Taisvus was magdir dinyan. And then Taisvus had a kasha from Perea Chayvei Shel Chaveiroi. There also, it seems, it's called a Mavriach Ari. There, Taisus asks, L'cher is matzel min ahefset. So Taisus in the second Teret says, it's not called matzel min ahefset. The loive has confidence. He could have been mefayis the malve to be meichel him. That's Taisus' second Teret, which is understandable. Taisus in the first Teret, which we mentioned yesterday, which was very difficult to understand, Taisvah says, V'yashloyma tohosam nami ein matziloy min ahefzit. That's not called his matzil min ahefzit. The ma'ashe malve toiref mimenu ein zehefzit. That what the malve will take money away from, that's not hefzit. Shchein ischayiv loy. Lekach choshev loy kemavriach ali. That's not called the hefzit. Ischayiv. So that's why it's considered Mavriach Ari. So we said it's very unclear what Taisvus is saying. She's chayiv like. So I saw in Atar Shmuel, he brings down from the Nesivis in Kuf Chof Ches, Sifkot and Gimel, that I think more or less this is pshat in what he's saying. When there's a chiyev to be matzel someone from a hefset, that goes into the klal of Hashavas Haveda. There's a chiyev, al kol odom lahatzel as chaverim in a hefset. So just like by Hashavas Haveda, so there are different types of Hashavas Havedas. An Haveda, I find an Haveda that's lost. I have something, mipi, there's something, bipiya ari. So, we had the shot of no, schamoire, all these things falling together of a Shabbos Aveda. There's a chiev to be matzel, the Baal Aveda from the Hefzit, from the Hezek. And on this chiev atzole, there's a the Torah was matter that I can be teveya my loss that incurred to me through that I was matzel your chayfetz. That's the din that's a chayev chayev yain. That is the aloche. When it comes to piroin chayv, there's no chiyuv to pay up Yenim's chayvis. That means, if his sheps is in the PRE, there's a chiyuv. Can you be matzel? There's a chiyuv to be matzel. This person member is in a matzav of hefset. There's a chiyuv to be matzel, with a condition that but you can ask to be reimbursed what you had spent in order to be matzel. If a person is paying up a choiv, there is no chiyuv b'chlal that he borrowed money, so he should pay up the money. I mean, there's no chiyuv on me to pay up the choiv. So why am I paying up the choiv? I mean, there's no, the Torah never told me to pay up his choiv. There's no inyan of atzol, I have to be matzol him. And the rabbi, he's mechuyv to pay up his choiv. He pays up his choiv, he does a mitzvah. So I'm not doing it because of a chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda, because there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv over here. Only mechuyev to be matzel someone from a hefzid, and we had a whole bunch of cases. A guy took away his bias, so you have to be matzel it from the guy. All these are tziyurim that there was a hefzid, and it's biyodi to be matzel. So mamela, I matzel, and he reimburses me. Here there's no, he borrowed money, he's mechuyev to pay up. There's no chiyev on me to be matzel him from his hefzid. There's, so memele, Chazal were Messiah. So why are you paying up? What parsha are you paying up? He borrowed money, yes. Why are you paying up his chayiv? So Chazal understood the reason you're paying up, the l'shem mitzvah covered l'poitre me'achiv. That means you want, there's no chayiv on you to do it, you want to pat him from the chayiv. That's why you're doing it. If I'm doing something because I'm a chuyiv to do it, that means there's an ari that has, that there's a sheps 2 inches in front of him. Now, if you'd ask me what I'd like to do, I'd like to walk away. That's what I would like to do, personally. No, listen, but if I'm a koyach to be matzel from the reader, the Torah says, no, you're a chuyiv to be matzel. So, okay. So the Torah was matzel on me, achiv atzola. But the same Torah that said, I'm a chuyiv to be matzel, the Torah said, but listen, if it's going to cost you money, you can ask the Baal Aveda to be reimbursed. So this is all, this is a Torah de kechiyuv with a Torah de keright to be teveya reimbursement. That's the din. If it's matzel, mibori yazeke, that's the din of Hashavas Aveda, and that is the aloche. But here, if Yenna borrowed money, and he's not paying up, so I'll ask the Rabbi Shalom, I'm a chuyiv to pay up his chayiv? No, you're not a chuyiv to pay up his chayiv. This doesn't fall into the gather of Hashavas Aveda. Again, he borrowed money, he's a chuyiv to pay. This is not a hefzid, this is not a dugma to Aveda that there's a chiyiv on you to be matzalim. There's no atzol over here. He borrowed money, he has to pay. So, if you pay up the chayiv, you're not paying up als any chayiv, because there's no chayiv for me to pay up his chayiv. So, Chazal were oimed, so you know why you're doing it? Because you want to do a mitzvah and pay up his chayiv. Yenna has difficulties in paying up his chayiv, so I want to pay up his chayiv. So, you're doing this not mitayres chayiv, and you're doing it on your own accord. So, fine, shkoya. That's like all other chiyuvim, like a chiyuv to be matzal min atzar. There's also no chiyuv if the ari is two miles away. There's no chiyuv to be matzal. Yen is worried. Yen is nervous. Fine. So either I can give him a chayv yisalbavis ishlun shar bitochen, or else I'll go and instead of giving him a calming pill, I'll go and take care of the ari. But there's no chiyuv to do this. So I want to be matzal min atzar. So very fine. You want to be matzal min atzar. But you can't be tevei a moment for this. So this is also the same thing. I wonder, there's no hefzid over here. There's no loss over here. He borrowed money, he has to pay up. So the only reason I'm paying up is because, not because I'm a chuyiv to do it, because I want to be matzal min atzar. So memela, if in such a case, there's no din of shalcho koidim. Shalcho koidim is only in atzir that the Torah was matal on you, a chiv, to be matzalim, the Torah said, but, leyibuch avyeh. That's more or less what the Nesivis, how Nesivis says Pshat and Taisvis. Now let us see the Mishnah. Motza berefes ein chayibo. We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is. A person finds a behemoth. He says, this is more or less a hemshech, ezu aveide, when is it an aveide, and is a chiyav ha-shove. But so berefes, he found it in a refes. So leave it there, ein chayebo. Bershus ha-rabim, chayebo. If you see a behem in a reshus ha-rabim, you chayebo. So the Rosh says that we had before, Motzach ha-moyre po'ra royim ba-derech, ein zo aveides. I mean, it's royim ba-derech is also, it could also be it's a derech, it could be a derech ha-rabim, ein zo aveides. So the Rosh says, if it's royim ba-derech, that means it is a derech, and the po'ra ha-moyre a-royim, they're eating, they're not at all influenced by this derech over there, calmly being roye betzidei adef, that's not called an aveda. But here it's speaking, Bershus Haram was speaking, Shenikah Boshu Hitoya. I see the Bahim is lost. The Bahim is walking around in the Shus Haram, trying to find someone who he knows, and it's going over. So I see the Bahim is lost. Bein Yedei Elohechen Hileches. So that's called an aveda. Birshus harabim. It's not roye betzide reshus harabim. It's in the reshus harabim. It's then it's chayibo. Then that's called an aveda. Vimoiso beveis akvoris. If the aveda was beveis akvoris and he's a koyin, lo yitamelo. Im omaloi oviv hitamo. If his father told him to be metame. And Rashi in Yevama says, we're talking about his father had an aveda in the Beis HaKvoros, he's a Kohen, father's a Kohen, and the father tells him, go into the Beis HaKvoros to bring out my aveda. I'm not going to go in, I'm a Kohen, you should go in. Even though you're also a Kohen. Itame, Oishom Aloi Al Tachzir, or the Beit is not the Beis HaKvoros, and he tells him, Al Tachzer, Lo Yishmaloi. He shouldn't listen to his father. So here we have two cases. There was a tzivui of the father. Either he told him, go into the Beis HaKvoros, or he told him, don't be Matzan Abeida, Lo Yishmaloi. Porak V'Toan, whether he made Prike or Tine, Fila Abba Vachamisha Pomim Chayiv Shenema Ozev Tazik. All learned before from the Ozev Vachalamea Pomim. Holach V'yoshav Loi V'omal Hoyil V'olecha Mitzvah Im Ritzoyncha Lifroik Paroik Potam. Now here I saw the Dvar Yaakov brings down from Matshubas Pri Yitzrok a very interesting pshat. I said, we learn now from the Posig. Shenema imoy. So the Yitzchok says as follows. I mean, I don't need a posik imoy that the Bailam sees a yid passing by, you know, I see you, I know you, mitzvahs, shema mitzvah, go, I'll give you a mitzvah, go, make teine, make prike, I don't want to take away from you the mitzvah, you do all by yourself. So the Mishnah says, Shkayach Yepota. So the Pri Yitzchok says, you don't need a posik for that. No, but the posik is speaking about such a case. Very interesting. The owner of the Chamoyer is not Pekoyach to make Priko or Tina himself. He needs help. The person who passes by, he's a six-footer and the Plagazunta, he could do it all by himself. So this is the Chiddush of the Pasuk. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that the owner says, listen, I can't do it by myself. You kind of, you can do it by yourself. So he says, listen, so you do it by yourself. There, did Biyahava mean that? No, why not? I mean, he can't do it by himself. He says, he needs me. So there's a Chiddush, no. I'll do it but only if you assist me. You can't do it by yourself, but Epish, you can do. Don't put everything on my shoulders, even though I'm a younger mensch, a younger man, and I have koyach. But since you can be mishtatef in the prika and the tine, the posuk says imoy. That's the posuk of it. You have to be mishtatef. Even though you can't do it lagamri, but you can be mesayeya. You're mechuyev to be mesayeya, then we'll do it together. But if you are mesalik yourself in ganzen from the zach, so then I'm also potter. Shenema imoy. Imhoyo zokein oichoyle. But what is if the Baal HaChamoyer says he can't, I can do anything by himself. He can't, he says, zokein oichoyle. He doesn't have any koyach to do anything. So then chayef. Then yen is chayef. So what do you want me to do? I can't do anything. And you're capable of doing it, so then you should do the whole pool. Mitzvah min ha-toyre lifroi kavoloi litoin, apshimenoi ma'av litoin. So we'll see what's pshat in this and the Gemara. Abyeisi aglili oimer im hoyo olov yeser al masoi. The din of prike was that the behemoth was put on a normal masoi. Ba'av al pikein, now it is too difficult for the behemoth to continue. So then, there's a mitzvah of prike. But what if lechatchile, the behemah was loaded with a masui, which is more than the behemah can carry? Is ein zokik loy. So bechal, there's no chiyev shenema tachas masoi. So we learn that from masoi, masui sheyochel lamid boy. Zot Rashi, Motza Berefes, Pidmor Meforish Mayitzrich, he found a Behem in a Refes Boka. Hoise Bebeis HaKvoris, Buhu Koyin, so he's Potter. Hoise Omoloi Al Tachser, Buhu, this is a second, Buhu Bemokim Shemutalei Lechshom, and he tells them, don't pick it up. He's allowed to pick it up, or Al Tachser. Holach V'yoshev Loi Abaylam, Avaloi litain, b'gmorem aforish, what is pshat in this? Zok te gemore, omar rove, refesh sha'omru, that what it says in our Mishneh, motzo berefes, ein chayevo, is this refesh sha'omru, is einoi maso, ve'eino mishameres. Now we're speaking about, it's in a refes. The refes mitzad atzmoi is not a mokim which will incite the behemah to leave the refes. That means as follows. That means in the refes there's a mokim for the behemah to eat. The sun isn't beating on it. The refes is a mokim that there's nothing mitzad the refes that's pushing out the behemah from the refes. I mean, the behemah could be in the refes, it has their food, and the sun is not baking on it. But le'idach kise, there's no lock on it, the behemah could walk out. So it finds itself in a place. If it will stay in this place, nothing will happen with it. But it is a mokim that there's no insurance will stay in the place. The ritveh is moisef. A ganav could also come and take it. I mean, it's not mishumo in that mokim, but if nothing happens, that mokim is it's possible to remain in this mokim, and nothing will happen with it. Ein a masa, ein a mishameres. Ein a masa, that means it doesn't incite the behemoth to leave it. If it would be maser, that means the etzem refes is moira the behemoth to leave it. It can't remain there. So it'd be chayibo. So this is an aveda. This won't remain here. Be'ene mishameres, but it's also not protected there. Midi itzlich lemisne ene chayibo. Tisalke daitoch mishameres. If you'll say it's speaking about If you will say it's speaking about a refes, that it is protected there, so sahashta mashkech lo avroi. The halacha is, if I find a behemah outside of a refes, we learned you can be marzaret leginosay chubosi amishtameres. Mashkech lo migavoi miboy. So if it's in the refes, it would be a hava mina. I should take it out of it and bring it someplace else. Zot Rashi, Refe Sha'omru, Sheshanina b'mishnaseinu, Askinen Ksheino Masa Sa Behime. It is not Masa de Behime. Liya Ispiracha Shebesoicho, Liya Ispirachas Vyoitso. That means it's Vyoitseis, it's not, it doesn't incite the Behime to leave it. It's not locked. If it wants to walk out, Yoitzel will go out. So the Gemara says, how do you know it's not Mishtameres? Because if it's Mishtameres, you bring it into there. Let's see the Gemara further. Motza berefes einoi chayiv. Now we hear for two lashonos. The first lashon says, "Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, v'hu sha'imedes toich l'tchum." That this refes is in the tchum of the ear. So then, even though it's not mishtameres, but it's in the tchum of the ear, so it doesn't have a teiras aveid. Michlal the boshus haram afilu besoich atchum namichay. Even though it's Besaych HaTchum, but since it's in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's, we see it's lost in the Rishus HaRabim, so that is a Teres HaDeim. Ike the Masni Lo HaSeifer. The Rabbi Yitzchok said this membra on the Seifer. Rishus HaRabim Chayevo. Rishus HaRabim Yechayev. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Vuhu Sha'imedes Chutz L'Tchum. When are you chayiv? When the Rosh Yisrael is chutz l'tchum, then it's considered lost. Bichlar de berefes, afilimed is chutz l'tchum, nami ene chayiv. But because since it's more or less shomer, so even though it's chutz l'tchum, it doesn't have a teiras aved. Zotrashi bereshe garsinen gohu sha'imedes besoich l'tchum. Beseifa garsinen vuhu sha'imedes chutz l'tchum. That was the memra of Rabbi Yitzchok. Zukt the Gemara weiter, beveis akvores lo yitamelo. Tona rabon, minayin shim oma loy oviv yitamo. He told him, and let us say again, how Rashi learned pshat, he mentioned this is a Rashi in Yevomis. He told him, Itama, to go into the Beis HaKvores to bring back his Aved. Oisha Omaloi Al Tachse, or he told him, don't return someone else's Aved. Shaloi Yishmaloi, you shouldn't listen to him. How do we know we shouldn't listen to him? Shenema Ish Imai Va'oviv Tiro. So the Gemara learns in Masechta Yevamos from this pasuk, and Poshe to limud is from Ani Hashem Alekeichem, that so even though I told you you should listen to Ish Oviv Ve'imay Tiro, but Veshapsoi Say Tishmoiro Ani Hashem. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi Ani Hashem, Afar Pi Shamarti Lecho, Yirei Esavicho. I told you, Yirei Esavicho, but Ani Odein Lishneichem, but I'm an Odein to your father also. Omar Lecho Avicho, עבר על דבור הילכה לו שבס, אל תשמע לו. Don't listen to him. So ממילא, this is the אני השם עליכם. That means I'm an odin over your father also. Your father said that what? You should be machalo Shabbos. And it seems the Gemara wants to include who odin, as the father says, be metame yourself and bring back my aveda. Or don't bring back the aveda. Don't bring back the aveda of Yenem. So I would think you should listen to him. So we learn now from this pasuk, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem, kulchem chayavim bechvodi," and don't listen to your father. So the Gemara says, "Taima dekosla brachmona eshapsoi saiti shmeiru." The whole reason the din is that you don't listen to your father because it's a drash. But without this pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I would think you listen to your father. So why do I need a new drash? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, don't listen to your father. I feel without this pasuk, I know you don't listen to your father, because Einese Deiche Loisa Seves. So the Gemara says, Itzarech, Sal Kedaitach Amina, Hoyu Bohukish Kibud Ove Eim Lechvoidei Shalmokim. Since we're Makish, Kibidov aim lekvoidei shalmokim. Shenema kan kabed esavicho vesimecho. Venema lahalon kabed es Hashem mahincho. Hilka, I would think, the tayisle. Kamash melon, the loy lishmala. So, we have here a shakla betaria. The Gemara first asked, the first seems to say that I need a posik to tell me you don't listen to your father. And that the posik is Ani Hashem Elokeichem, kulchem chayovim b'chvodi. The Gemara asks, why do I need a posik? It's poshid you don't listen to your father, because ein ese deiche leisase ve'ese. So the Gemara says, no, I would think that since ukish kvoidom lekvoidam mokim, so there wouldn't be a problem of ein eser deicha leisase ve'ese. Now I would think you do listen to your father, that's why you need the posik. That's the rehitis loshin of the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Ani Hashem, af al pi she'amarti lecha yirei es avicha, ani odain lishneichem. But I'm an odin, I told you, and but I'm an odin to your father also. Vim oma lecho avicho aver al dvorai lechal shabbos al tishmaloi. That's a shabsoisai tishmairu. And who adin, we're going to learn out, the time learns out from this pasuk, who adin. You're not metama lemeisim, you don't listen to them not to be machzor da veide. Hava amine tzaisilei. The ose ese de kibbut, vidochi loisase de loisucho leisalem. I would think that the ese is doiche without this posik. So Rashi is learning that the Gemara is going, and we said here two cases. One case, the father told him, go into the Beis HaKvoret. To Tamei. In the second case is he told them, Al Tachzer. Now, and so the Moses says, I never have a minute that you listen to the father. The Moses says, why do you have a minute to listen to the father? It's an Seves. So Rashi learns Pshat, the whole Gemara is speaking about the second case. The second case of Al Tachzer. And on that, the Gemara says, Hava mina tzaisilei, the osi esed de kibbut, vedochi leisased leisucha leisalem. Fragt die Gemara, weide seiva loisa so, hoshev te shibin, leisucha leisala. Hukesh kvoidom, it say, reshove kabidus abicho, kabidus Hashem ma'incho. Now, this is a very interesting Rashi. We had a Taisvis before. Taisvis brought down this Gemara, and Taisvis learned that the Gemara is speaking about the first case, or the first case also. It's speaking about the father told the Mal to Tame, and the Mezitz Aloysa Asabhase, that he thought there's a lot to be Metame and Kedoshim Yu. Taisvis learned it's going on the first case. And Rashi seems it's not going on the first case, it's only going on the second case. Going on the second case. So first of all, we have to Al-Parzer. And Al-Parzer is a Loisasabes. So first of all, we have to know why Rashi didn't learn it's going on the first case. And then there's a problem if it is going on the second case. So one other time. So if you say it goes on the first case, he told them to Tame, like this was learned before. So the Dvar Yaakov brings down two Mahalach. One Mahalach, Rashi did not want to learn it goes on the first case, because Taisus asked Akasha, and the Leisase, the Esse of Tume, is Enei Shova Bakeru. And the Gemara says that Taglachas Metzaire is Deiche de Leisase be Esse of Kohune, because it's a Lav Shenei Shova Bakeru. So Taisus had a problem. They said a problem, so Alav Shenei Shova Bakeru is Nitre by an Esse. So Taisus wants to say, Taisus handles with this problem. Taisus wants to say, maybe only the Esse of Taglachas, not the Lasholem. This is Matav Tash Mishamita. Taisus has problems, some Achleikas and that. So the Dvar Yaakov wants to say, Rashi also had this problem. Rashi did not want to learn that it's speaking about the Loisas and Esa of Tumet. It's a lot the Esa Sheni Shavavaka. That is why Rashi to say it's going on the second case. Another reason he brings down from an Orech Laner in Yevamis, the Zaritve in Kovmetziya, that say something Mordik Mechudish. If the father tells a son to go into Beis HaKvores, to bring back, and Rashi says, in Yevamos, he told to bring back an Aveda. That's what Rashi says. He told them to bring back an Aveda, and that's why the Divrei Dovid, the Arki Dovid, they bring down that that's how it comes into our Mishnah. Omaloi Ovi Vitame. So it's talking about, Avedas over here, it's not something. So it's talking about, he told them, bring me my Aveda. That's what we're speaking about. Oh, don't give back Yanim's Aveda. So if he told them to bring me my Aveda, the Tol Chaner, so there's two mitzvahs I say. There's one mitzvah, Shabbos Aveda. Number two, there's a mitzvah, Kibbutz. If you have two mitzvahs I say, you can't say, Ein Esse Doicha Leisase Ve'Esse, because I have another mitzvah Esse. So here you have two mitzvahs I say, and here you have, and one love. So then I would say, Zichud, do these two mitzvahs I say, and not that I say. So Memele, so what's the most kashin Esse Doicha Leisase Ve'Esse? It's not one Esse, it's two Esses. An S of Kiddush, it's an S of Kibbutz and an S of Shabbos Aveda. So that's why Rashi did not want to say that our Gemara is being mefalpul on the first case of Tatame, because Tatame is no kash an S of Doichalaysasavese, because it's two essays. Two essays can be Doichalaysasavese. That's why Rashi says it's going on the second case. Now, right? Okay. It's going on the second case. That's what Rashi says. It's going on the second case. He told them Al Tachzer. There's a lovely Sucha Lesalem. The Mos has put a Loisasa Ve'esa. There's an Esa Roshiv Teshivin. Frekta Rishash, Amir de Kekashe. We learned, there's a Machlekes, we learned in the Muki Yosef, the machlokes harishonim, when the esser of choshev teshivim is chal. Pashtus Rashi shita is it's chal first when you pick it up. That's Rashi before. Suchas Salam is right away. So Lecher, if he told them our Tachzer, he told them, don't pick it up. Don't pick up the Veda. That's what he told them. Do something else. So there's no Loisase Ve'ese. There's only a Loisase. This Kasha the Rishash is. If you learn like Taran, that there's an Ese already, so then, good. So then there's a Loisase Ve'ese. But if you don't learn like Taran, you learn that the Ese is first Chal when you picked it up, so now, he's only being over a loisas. So you should say, Eser doich a loisas. This kasha, the Rishash asks on Rashi. Amur deke kasha. So the Rishash says, there's a very interesting Tosfos in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled. Tosfos says in Kedushin that the mitzvah of Sreifis Kotshim is not Deiche Yontef. Why? Because Yontef is a loisase ve'ese. So Mamele, so Sreifes Kotchim is not Deiche Yontef. So Taisvis, if that's the only problem, so let an Isha burn the Kotchim. An Isha is not Mitzuve in the Ese of Yontef, it's Mitzvah Ese Shez Mangrome. So it's only a loisase. So let's say Ese, Deiche loisase. This is Taisvis Akasha in Kedushin. So Tosfos says a teretz there, a yisaidis to keter. That that I'm esse doicha loisase be'esse. Since the Torah put an esse together with the lav, that's malim the lav. So even though, so it's a lav that the Torah held it important to put an esse together with the lav. So Tosfos says a moir de kechidish. So even though she per se is not mitzvah in the esse, but the lav is an olam de kelav because if the Torah put an esse on this lav, so she's not mitzvah in the esse, but that gufa that the Torah wanted to ensure that the lav should be niskayim, and that's why the Torah gave an esse. So memele, you don't say esse doichal. So that's also called aloi sase ve'esse, since even though she's not mitzvah in the esse. That's a Tosfos in Kedushin, I'm going to get Tosfos in Kedushin. So the Rishash wants to say, that could be, that is pshat according to Rashi. That means even though the mitzvah says a poshim teshivim is not chal yet, well first be chal when you pick it up, but the love of leisucha lad leis'alim is a strong love because we see the Torah. Besides the Leisuchel Islam, the Torah made an Es of Hoshiv Teshivim. So Memela, so even though as yet the Esse was not Chal, there's also a Klal of an Esse Deiche Loisase Ve'ese. Yeah. That's how, that's what the Rishash wants to say. That what Rashi says, Hukesh Kvoidom, Kabide Sabicho, Begzeire Shove, Kabide Sabicho, Kabide Sashem Mohincho. So, the Dvayakiv says, Rashi wants to just clarify, Hukesh would mean it's a hekesh. It's not a hekesh. It's not one next to the other. One is in Ksuvim, one is in the Torah. So it means Zerishova, that's what Rashi says. Now let us see Tosfos. Kabedes Hashem Mehoincha. Hod noket kro de divrei kabole. Vloi noket kro de ish imoi v'oviv tiro. Chsiv es Hashem alikecho tiro. Shem de nechalei la'asuye kro de kovet. Is lechayre to say hukish kvoidom lekvoidam mokim, and you're bringing a raya from a posik in Mishlei, in the Pasuk, in the Pasuk in the Torah, you can bring, you could say the Pasuk of Yirem is also Hukish Kvoidom, Hukish Meron, Lamoira Mokim, Yishivai V'aviv Tiros, Hashem Alakecha Tiro. So Taisva says, Mishim Denicha Leila Suye Kro De Kovet, which is very unclear. He wants me the Pasuk of Kovet. Here, both Pesukim in the Torah, this is a Pesuk in Mishlah. We want to bring this Pesuk. So, the Dvar Yaakov brings down two Mahalchim. One Mahalach is that what we're speaking about over here. He told them, Al Tachzer. We told them, Tetame. So, the Tetame and Al Tachzer, there's Moira and there's Kovet. Kovet means Machiloi, Mashkeyu, Maneyu, Malbishay. That's a type of Kovet. To be Mamala is Rotz. Yire is Loyister as the Vav. If a person does something that is against the rotzen of the father, but I'm not doing something positive, that's yireh. So the Ritva says, is that a solution also, that what we're speaking, the father told them, he told me, or al tachzer, speaking about not something he told me, I want you either to bring food for me, or maybe like Rashi to bring the Aveda for me. He wants to get something. He's not telling him something. He's telling him that he should bring in L'toy Alosoy. Al Tazer is also, Aveda, listen, you have a father. I want you to do something for me. So the Al Tazer is also, he wants him to be Mechabed. You, Aveda, you have mitzvahs. You look for mitzvahs. What's with your father? I want you to cook a meal for me now. I mean, you're doing Aveda. So the cases are a case of kibbut, not moira. That means these are tziyurim of kibbut, that he's demanding from him he should be mechabitim. That's how the Ritva says pshat. It's the nechel elasu yikro de kovet, because we're speaking about kovet. The Maram Shiv says pshat, a different pshat. Maram Shiv says pshat that something very interesting. This the Yerushalmi says that kibbut of the aim is not equivalent to kvod ha'mokim, it's greater than kvod ha'mokim. The Yerushalmi says as follows. By kvod ha'mokim it says, kabed es Hashem mahincha. So Chazal Darshan Mehincha Mashechonancha. Whatever the Rebbein Shalom gave you, you should be mechabed. You have money, do mitzvahs. You don't have money, my mitzvahs, do chaymish menechosa. Kabit is Hashem Mehincha Mashechonancha. But if you don't have, you put it, the Rebbein Shalom. By kibbut of the aim, the din is that let's say the father doesn't have any money and he doesn't have any money. And the father doesn't have what to eat, so he don't say, no, what should I do? I don't have money, he doesn't have money. If I fall, what should I do? No, there's a chiv and the ben lachzer al ha-psochem. So he's taking the Yerushalmi. The son is mechuyev to go and beg for the father. That, so we see that kibbut of the aim is more chamor than kvod ha-mokim. It's not that he just copied, yes, it's more chamor. So I would think, so that's the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara would be, so even though this is a loisa sebe'ese, but this is an ese, that's even more chamor than kvod ha'mokim. That's why we have here this posuk, ani Hashem, kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi. Ani Hashem, kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi. Now, what is pshat in this? So, there's Reuven in Yevomis says, pshat in this drash, That means the mitzvah of kihishtals tzu to a gemara in kiddushin. Maybe Tosis has the same lashon. There's a gemara in kiddushin. Oviv oima hashkeini mayim. If you have a son, and you have the mother ask, bring me a glass of water, the father asks, bring me a glass of water, the present time can only bring one glass of water, who does he bring? So the Gemara says, you bring to the father. So Rabbi Reuven explains, so what is pshat in this? I mean, could very well be she doesn't even know that the husband asked for water. I mean, what, she wants water, he wants water. Now the son doesn't know what to do. So Rabbi Reuven explains that since Be'etzem, she's aware, she's not aware, it's irrelevant, but since Be'etzem, she's mishubed to her husband, so she's also mechuyev to see that he should get a glass of water, his wife. So her asking the son to bring her water, which is taking away from her obligations to her husband, her tzivui is a shvacher tzivui, and I'm not mechuyev to listen to her tzivui. Or there's an alimus of the tzivui of her ab over her tzivui. Like this taloch is agavuch, if she's kiget, and then the both of them ask, and this, the son gives whoever he wants to. I mean, there's no alimus of, but Kozman, she's his wife, and she's meshubet to him, so, her tzivui is a tzivui geruah because her tzivui is taking away from her shibud, from her obligation to see that the husband should have one. So bekitzer, that is what Rab Reuven says, which says, Pshat Notaisus and Yevomis. Ani Hashem kulchem chayovim b'choydi. That's true. That's true that the son is mechuyev to be mechabed his father. But whenever it comes, when your covet will step on my mitzvahs, then you have no right to demand cover then. So that is pshat. You're telling, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave a mitzvah to Abba Shabbos HaVeide. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave such a mitzvah to Abba Shabbos HaVeide. He said, listen, I'm your father, I want you to cook me a meal now. So this rotzen of yours, that because of your rotzen, you want to be mafkia the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveide, ani Hashem kulchem chayov b'chvoide. Your father is also mechuyev to see that my mitzvah should be in the sky. This is a drash. Without that, I would say, forget, hukshe kvoidem l'kvoidem okim. But the Torah, the Rabbi Shalom put his foot down. The Rabbi Shalom said that over here, when it comes, when your tzivui is megareya for my mitzvahs. It loses its chashivas, and that is why not mechuyev to listen. That's this gemara. Now, let's go a little further. Mitzvah min haTorah lifroik avoloi lita. We had in the Mishnah there's a mitzvah of prike. There's no mitzvah of tina. My avol loylita. So we're going to learn the Mishnah kipshutai. There's no mitzvah of tina. Ilay ma avol loylita in klal. Maishno priko dechsiv ozoiv tazoiv imoy. Tina namiksiv hokim tokim imoy. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? Elo. Mitzvah min haTorah lifroik v'chinam v'loi litain b'chinam. That's what the pshat in the Mishnah. The mitzvah's prike is b'chinam. V'loi litain b'chinam elo b'schar. Only b'schar. Rab Shimon oimer af litain b'chinam. Rab Shimon says, no, the mitzvah din is also b'chinam. Taninen lahode tona rabona. So now that we know pshat in our Mishnah, so our Mishnah is a raya to a baraisa. The baraisa says, priko bechinom, tino bischar, rab shimenoima zu vizu bechinom. Now, there's a murdike machlikes arishoinem pshat in this gemara. The Shittas HaRosh is, the Rosh, Masna Beritve. We have here, let's, according to the Tana Kama, the mitzvah of Prike is Bechinam, the mitzvah of Teine is Bischar. So the Shittas HaRosh is, that the mitzvah of Prike is Bechinam means she'enoi botel mimalachtoi. That means it's not botel b'malachtoi. So just like by Ashoves Aveide, it's a din. If I'm botel b'malachtoi, you have to pay me. Whatever, you have to pay me. If I don't have any job, then you do it bechinam. That's pshat the Gemara. Prika bechinam. Prika is bechinam, that means if you don't have any hefset, you have to do it bechinam. Tine bischar means I'm a lady geyer. I have no job. And someone comes over to me and says, Abid, help me be toyin. I say, oh, you want me to be toyin? How much are you going to pay me? So that's how the Rosh learns Pshat in the Tana Kama. So Tine Bischar means even though he's not Botel Mimlach, he doesn't have a job, he can ask for Tine. And the Pnei Yeshua says Pshat, because this is different than Aveda. Aveda, there's a Chesaron Kis. So, be'etzem, there's a mitzvah on me to do it b'chinam. There's a mitzvah on me b'chinam. If I'm losing money, then there's a klala yibacha evye. But like this, if I'm not losing any money, so there's a mitzvah, b'matzo. Te'ine is not a psachasorin kis. Te'ine is, it's meniyas harevach. Meniyas harevach, I don't have to do it for free. And hefset chaveiroi, then I'm a chuyiv to do it for free, unless I have a loss. And tina is not hefset chaveiroi. This is the shita of the Rosh and the Ritva. The Ran is chaylik. The Ran says, it's not like that. That priko is bechinam, this is worse than aveda. A filu, you're losing money, you have a job, you have to do it b'chinam. Because p'rikir is a cheshbon of tzar b'alechayim. That means like this. Ashoves aveide is, the whole mitzvah of Ashoves aveide is, no, he has a loss, return to him the aveide. So that's a good, he has a loss. Ich bin euch etayit. I also have a loss. If I'll take off a day's work, I'll also have a loss. So therefore, by Yashoves Aveide, the halacha is good. I'll return it to you, but I want to be reimbursed for my loss. That's if the mitzvah is mitzad the hefsed moment shel chaveiroi. Ich bin euch etayit. So you have to consider my loss. So, of a prike works with tzar balechayim. Tzar balechayim is the Torah said that you, it's mutal and you to see that the behemoth shouldn't have tzar, so then you can't make chesbonos. So I'll lose some money. I mean, if the only thing is his gain of money, then your money also means something. But if the Indian is tak al tzabar lechaim, so that's how the Ran learns pshat na gemara. Tina bischar means if I have a loss, then I can manschar. If I'm a poil bottle, then I can't manschar. I feel about that. So tina is like a shabbos pay, and that's a chiddush bischar can man if I have a loss. And prike is worse than a shavu'ah. Prike is bechinam, afilo I have a loss.